Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imc.org for April 29th to May 5th, 2017. Ex-Palestinian political detainee dies this week due to hunger strike as more political detainees join the protest. In the meantime, U.S. President Trump promised this week to push the stalled peace process forward. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. A dozen civilians, including a journalist, were injured, and many others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation on Friday as Israeli troops attacked anti-wall and settlement protests organized in West Bank villages. IMEMC's Majd Bajali has more.
On Friday, protests were in solidarity with hunger-striking Palestinian political detainee held by the Israeli army. On April 17th, more than 1,500 Palestinian political detainee went on hunger strike protesting ill-treatment by their Israeli captives. Anti-war and settlements protests were organized in the central West Bank villages of Bel'in, Na'ilin, and Nabi Saleh, in addition to the village of Kfar Kadum in North and West Bank. Israeli soldiers used live rounds, tear gas, and rubber-coated steel bullets against the unarmed protesters. Israeli soldiers shot and injured 8 Palestinians, including 5 with live fire, and caused scores to suffer the effects of tear gas inhalation in Nabi Saleh village. In Bel'in and Na'ilin, protesters managed to reach the Israeli wall. Israeli troops fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets at the villagers as soon as they reached the Israeli wall, separating local farmers from their lands. One Israeli activist was detained by troops as they attacked the protesters in Na'ilin village. Also on Friday, 2 young men and a journalist were hit with rubber-coated steel bullets. Meanwhile, scores others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly protest organized in Kfar Kadum village. Troops also fired tear gas into residents' homes after invading the village. For IMMC News, this is Majd Bajali.
While more than 1,500 prisoners are still on hunger strike for the 19th day, the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas makes a visit this week to the White House and praises U.S. President Trump. IMEMC's George Shmawi with the details.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met with the U.S. President Donald Trump in the White House for the first time since Trump assumed office last January. Abbas praised Trump for his remarks, in which he said that his administration is determined to reach a peace deal between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Trump said in a press conference with Abbas that his administration is working hard to achieve peace.
We want to create peace between Israel and the Palestinians. We will get it done. We will be working so hard to get it done. It's been a long time, but we will be working diligently, and I think there's a very, very good chance, and I think you feel the same way.
In the meantime, Ali Abu Ni'ma, a Palestinian writer and co-founder of the Electronic Intifada, said in an interview with the Real News online media that he's not expecting much of this meeting, and said that this is a repeated scenario of the time when President Barack Obama started his term as president.
Well, it was like a caricature version of all of the, White House meetings that we've seen for so many decades now. It sort of represented everything wrong with this repeated show where pundits and politicians declare that there's a new historic opportunity for peace and everyone declares their hope and, says that this time something will happen. There's absolutely zero reason to believe that. Abbas went in, groveling and flattering Trump, calling him courageous and wise and all of these things. And Trump offered absolutely nothing new.
On her part, Diana Bhutto, former advisor with the Palestinian Liberation Organization, the PLO, told the China Global Television Network that she has very low expectations of this meeting.
I'm expecting absolutely nothing to come out of this meeting. And the reason that I have very low expectations for this is the people that President Trump has surrounded himself by and the positions that he's taken. This is a man who whose campaign was largely supported by a man named Sheldon Adelson, who himself is a huge supporter of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This is a man who does not believe in the two-state solution, doesn't believe in any form of equality or rights for Palestinians.
In the meantime, nearly 1,500 Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails continue their hunger strike for 19 days in a row. Palestinian political prisoners started this hunger strike on the 17th of April and are demanding the Israeli authorities to enhance the living conditions of the prisoners and to provide better medical care and an end to Israel's practice of detaining Palestinians without charge or trial in so-called administrative detention, and stopping the use of solitary confinement in addition to many other demands. As of the time of preparing this report, there are no signs of Israel's tendency to negotiate with the prisoners, despite the fact that several of them have already started suffering health deterioration. Shortly after the strike started, Israeli Minister of Defense Avigdor Lieberman urged the Israeli government to follow the lead of the former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher by refusing to negotiate with the hunger-striking prisoners. While the lives of hundreds of these prisoners are on the line, the Israeli Prison Service Authority has taken punitive measures against the striking prisoners, including the denial of family visits, denial of recreational time, denial of access to the prison's shop, prohibition from practicing in-group prayers on Friday, and seizure of salt during the first days of the strike. For IMEMC News, this is George Ishmael.
This week, a former political detainee dies of health complications during Solidarity hunger strike. Meanwhile, in Gaza, army tanks and navy attack fishermen and farmers. IMEMC's Iman Abed Rabbo Bannoura reports.
Mazen Al-Mughrabi, 45, former Palestinian political prisoner who joined the supporters of hunger-striking detainees at a Solidarity tent in Ramallah City, died on Tuesday of a heart attack. He was released from army detention 5 months ago. While in Israeli army detention, Al-Mughrabi was subjected to medical neglect, leading to a severe deterioration of his health, including kidney failure. Protest tents, such as the one where Al-Mughrabi suffered a heart attack, was established all over the West Bank to maintain a constant presence in solidarity with the hundreds of hunger-striking Palestinian political prisoners held by Israel. There are more than 1,500 Palestinians currently on hunger strike, and the number is increasing daily. Also this week, clashes with Israeli troops and local youth erupted all over the West Bank as soldiers attacked solidarity marches with the hunger-striking detainees. Earlier on Sunday night, Israeli soldiers invaded Sebastia town, northwest of Nablus, in the northern part of the occupied West Bank, and fired many gas bombs and concussion grenades at a solidarity tent in support of the hunger-striking detainees, causing it to burn. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers shot and seriously injured Thursday a young Palestinian man allegedly after attempting to stab Israeli soldiers near the Ibrahimi Mosque in Hebron City in the southern part of the occupied West Bank. The soldiers claimed that the young man in his 20s is from Hebron City and that the soldiers reportedly found a toy gun and a grenade in a bag he carried. Moreover, Palestinian medical sources have reported Monday that a child suffered moderate wounds after an Israeli colonialist settler rammed him with his car and fled the scene. The sources said that Murad Razem, 4, was walking near Kfesha building in the center of Hebron City when the Israeli car struck him and fled the scene. Also this week, a 19-year-old Israeli settler was apparently mistaken for a Palestinian and immediately shot to death by Israeli soldiers at the Hezma checkpoint near Jerusalem. According to a statement by the Israeli police, a Jewish man was killed by Israeli border officers at the Hizma checkpoint north of Jerusalem after he tried to stab an Israeli soldier. They killed Israeli settler from Pisgat Ze'ev, a colonial settlement constructed illegally on Palestinian land in the West Bank. During the week, Israeli forces conducted at least 67 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Jerusalem. During these invasions, troops detained 85 Palestinian civilians, including 27 children. In Gaza this week, several Israeli Navy ships attacked on Monday morning Palestinian fishing boats in Palestinian territorial waters northwest of Gaza City and abducted two fishermen. The attack forced the fishermen back to shore in fear of further Israeli violence against them and their boats. Also on Monday, several Israeli military vehicles, including four armored bulldozers, invaded Palestinian agricultural lands in the Al-Qarrara town south of Deir al-Balah in central Gaza and uprooted large areas while army drones hovered overhead. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abdurrabbo Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for April 29th to May 5th, 2017, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imamc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Saad Naji and me, Ghassan Bannoura.